heard Coach McCarthy say he needs to get James and Eddie more touches. So when you hear that from the head coach, and what does that translate to in terms of preparation this week?
Well, you think that, you know, that's what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, you know, sometimes what takes place in the game, you know, can dictate, you know, how often you want to give, you know, one, those two guys the ball, or whatever it is that you decide to do, you want to do for the game plan. Is sometimes things happen in the course of the game that could manipulate how much that happens.
How's James looked? He's averaging, well, I think, like less than a yard a carry. I know it's only against only two games. It's
yeah.
A lot of carries.
I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's, you know, with it only being, you know, two games, and the fact that he hasn't, you know, had a lot of great opportunities in terms of having the ball in his hands, you know, that kind of, you know, leads to, you know, where his average is. I mean, he has, you know, because of his lack of touches, you know, he has one big game. I mean, his average will skyrocket, you know, up from what it is right now. Now, if we're talking about, you know, late in the season, you know, with that being the deal, then you'd probably be a little bit more concerned with it. But I think with what he's been doing and the efforts that he's given and just analyzing his runs, I mean, this – I mean, physically, he's on point. It's just, you know, what the first two games have dictated for him.
Could he have done anything differently, better on that fourth and two run?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the biggest thing that happened with that particular play is, I mean, when you look at it, you know, the guy coming, you know, from the side, and, you know, that's probably at the end of the day what ended up getting him. Because, you know, with that play, you double-team guys at the point of attack. You know, only need about a yard. It's been pretty successful around here. So, I mean, it's just one of those situations where they that particular down, they won.
During the second half of last season, John Kuhn was getting a ton of snaps every game, you know, sometimes as high as 80% even. This year, it's been very different for the fullback position. What sort of contributes to that discrepancy between the role it played last year and the role that position's playing this year?
I think it depends on, like, as we look at the game plan as a staff, you know, what we think is going to be the, you know, the best personnel for us to be productive based on the team that who we're playing. And I think looking at, you know, our first two games, particularly this last one against Minnesota, you know, from a personnel standpoint, you know, the 12 and 11, we felt suited us better for what we wanted to do. I mean, there'll be games where, you know, our 20, 21 personnel will go into it and say, I think this should be our lead personnel. But in any event, Rip, I mean, with the plays that he's had, I mean, he's been pretty solid, you know. So, I mean, we feel good about him. Just when a game plan calls for it, I mean, we feel good about putting him in there.
Ben, with the first two games, what have you seen from Eddie in those, and what do you think of the chances that he has had, or what he's done with them so far?
I think overall he's done pretty good. I mean, you look at it, I mean, if it was just one game and you combined his stats and you saw 26 carries for 111 yards and averaging almost 4.4 yards a carry, I mean, you would say, you know, he's been relatively productive. So, you know, that, I mean, I've been pretty happy with, I mean, you've seen some of his run. Each game he's had an explosive run. Each game he's had one of those runs where you're like, dang, I mean, this guy is hard to tackle. I mean, we saw that the one 10-yard run he had the last game. You saw it on the screen pass against Jacksonville, and even the one open field play that he had where he, you know, made the guy miss in space. So I think in terms of, you know, production and what he is physically right now, I mean, it's just a matter of time for him to really, really start rolling.
Is he, I know, again, it's only two games, but you've also had him for a few months. Has he been what you thought, what you were getting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, without question. I mean, you see the good feet. You see the strength. You see for a big guy, you know, the elusiveness, you know, that he has. And I think probably one of the things that gets overlooked with his ability is his instincts, you know, which is definitely one of the things that you can't coach. And he has those in terms of understanding how to put himself in the right position to make a play.
When you look at a running back skill set, I know everybody always talks about with the, you know, the spin move with him, but, you know, going back to the Jacksonville game, he kind of talked about that one where he planted his foot and kind of made the safety miss there. How important is it to have that well-rounded sort of approach that, you know, it isn't maybe just one move, but
it makes you more dangerous, you know, because if you got the ability to, you know, make somebody miss or like him, you know, he's also got that spin move that's, I mean, that's probably high up there in his physical attributes. And plus, I mean, you overlook the strength that he has. I mean, a lot of guys don't want to tackle him. If you go back and you watch some of these film, I mean, you see guys just getting dragged. So when you can combine all those different things, I mean, obviously the one attribute he probably doesn't have the most is his speed. But you combine all those other things and put them together, I mean, you got a guy that has the potential to be very, very dynamic, which he has been around here.
Just to sort of see where he's at.
Oh, without question. Mm-hmm. Without question. I mean, I wish he was averaging 24, you know, handoffs a game and carries a game. But, you know, sometimes, like I said, the floor of the game doesn't dictate, you know, that happening. Sometimes it's like when you miss a couple of third downs, when you have some three and outs or, you know, you got a four-play drive. I mean, not getting those first down, those are carries that will be going to him, you know, and that happened a little bit, you know, at different points in this last game. So I would definitely like to see him carry the ball 20, 25 times a game, and, you know, we'll see when that happens. That's what we expect, you know. I'm going into each game, but it's all based on what happens.
Do